This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, welcome back to If I Were You. No, not welcome back. This is the beginning.
That was the perfect intro before. Let's do it one more time. Ready? We just heard something great. Woo!
Oh, I love it. That was amazing.
Move out the way.
Move out the way.
This episode is more of a party than anything else. We have three guests for the first time ever.
Wow.
Gerard, James, John, Jake. Everybody
I'm a
has a J name.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, we have one A name, though.
Get out.
Your name is still cool.
Well, my name... Oh, I guess I can have a J name if you wanted to give me one. Like, what do you think? What do I look like?
Jew.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
Wait, what about Josh? Josh.
You don't look
You know what? No, I don't say Josh.
No.
Let's say a Joseph.
Oh.
I like Joseph. Yeah, I have a cousin, though. His name is Jamar, which I feel like
that's
is
really
almost like adding a J to your name.
And then, like, true. There's Jameer Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
Jamiroquai?
Jamiroquai.
Jamar is good, too. That's a
Jamiroquai is also nice.
This whole podcast is just about renaming me to be slightly cooler. Guys, thanks for coming on our program.
Thanks for having us,
thanks for having us.
For those of you who don't know, these guys are the hosts of their own show on the HeadGum Network.
That's right.
It's called Black Men Can't Jump.
Hey, so technically, are we on our boss? Is this like a review with the boss? Are we like on the boss?
Yeah, this is a performance review.
This is a performance review. Oh, crap.
I didn't know.
I'll tell you right now, by the end of this podcast, only two of you will be the host of Black Men Can't Jump. And I'm one of them. How is that fair?
A fight to the death.
Me and James are already fighting for a microphone.
I'm just saying it's like we changed your name to Jamar and now you are.
Well, thanks for coming on our program, you guys. Really appreciate
it. We are in your home court right now.
That's true.
We're
in New York.
We're in New York.
Sick.
And Nick, our producer's home. I'd name drop Nick all the time.
Do you ever call him New York Nick?
Has Nick ever talked on our podcast?
Nick has never spoken.
Nick has never said anything.
Not
but
once.
Gerard feels the need to bring up his name all the time. And now it's on your episode. Now on your
popular.
It's hard not to acknowledge his presence. There's two other people in the room right now.
Yes.
It's true. Other producers are popular on other podcasts.
Is that true? Like who?
Engineer Cody. Who is that from?
Engineer?
I think it's Comedy Bang Bang.
I bet you... their engineer producer doesn't have good hair like Nick. And Nick has some good hair.
Nobody is else. Like, we definitely have the best looking producer.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. By far. And I've never seen another podcast producer.
But it don't look like Nick.
I would put money on it.
Yeah, well, because Nick's like one of the best looking humans that you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Oh, wait. Are we pimping out our producer now?
I love that whenever somebody compliments Nick on his appearance, he just goes, yeah.
And I mean, I feel like
I've never seen him shake his head.
No, he doesn't shake it. He just goes, yeah.
Everyone's wishing
shrugs.
They could see a picture of him, but he will
should
forever
should,
be behind
we should put
his...
up a Nick pic.
Yeah,
a
we have
Nick
to. A Dick Nick pic.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, snap.
Isn't it more a Nick Dick pic?
Oh, yeah, Nick
Dick. There's going to be a picture.
Or
are
we calling Nick a dick? The Dick Nick pic.
Either way, it works out.
The pic of Nick being a dick.
True.
On your guys' podcast, I feel like it's a very intellectual discourse, just breaking apart race, gender, stereotypes in film. And then there's Jake and Mine podcast, which is just like advising people about whether or not they should break up with their girlfriend. Not as important.
Smaller problem.
That's super important.
Yeah.
That is super important.
Yeah, more important to specific, like two people, and less important to everybody else on earth.
Well, I don't have a girlfriend, so I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Let's start with that. Just so, like, just so we're fully caught up. you guys single? Just so I understand your viewpoint going forward.
I'm dating someone.
Okay.
I am also happily dating someone.
Happily
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. That makes you unhappy.
I didn't know.
Like, your girlfriend wasn't mad a second ago.
And that's why I'm not dating anybody. Because I fear that. I fear little mistakes.
Thank you. You know?
It's dangerous. It's like thin ice.
Yeah, tiny little
fights.
You say
the wrong name by accident.
Can I say this, though? The person that I'm dating is my first girlfriend ever.
Really?
What? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been dating her?
For over a year and a half now, I think.
Wow. And how old are you?
27.
Oh, so you did start
late. This is an adult relationship now.
Yeah, year and a half at 27. That's pretty serious. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let me just say this. The girl that I'm dating right now, this is my last girlfriend.
Oh! So.
Thank you.
No, yeah, he just means he's going to die alone. All right, thanks for coming, everybody. We'll be back. So you guys understand. I mean, this is an advice podcast. People will email us their questions. They're sort of seeking our wisdom and guidance. Sometimes it's just Jake and I. Sometimes we're joined by friends. Today we're joined by the most amount of friends we've ever had. Three in the same room, five people, one podcast.
Yeah.
I'm so
aware. Many opinions.
So aware of how people cannot distinguish whose voice is a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At one point, me and Jimmy shared a mic, so it was two dudes, one mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if we just said two people on the mic, anybody would call us out for that. If we just said there's two people in the room.
Or if we just said there's one guest.
Yeah. It's me doing voices like Carl Winslow. So are you guys opinionated? Are you guys down to help at least lend your wisdom? There's no right or wrong answer.
This would be a bad time to find out. Judged on whether or not this is good advice, right?
It's if I were you. So it's all like you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
All day. Ready.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely ready.
Yeah, you just need honest. All you got to be is honest. You just got to promise me you'll say what you think.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to be really good at this.
All right. All right. Okay.
I actually agree. I think you will be very good at this.
I think I would be the best.
Oh yeah,
at this.
I actually think my girlfriend will be the best, but I guess that's me. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, this is also a great part of our show. We have to come up with fake names for these real people. Do you want to start giving us a fake name
for a guy or girl?
For a guy.
Let's say Charles. Charles Love.
Charles Love. Charles Love.
Bang bang.
Love that. Charles Love writes. 3 years ago, I dated this chick, and we ended up breaking up because I was a dick. Cut to 2013, and we start dating again. It's been about 2.5 years, and things are starting to go back to the way it was before. Oh. I'm finding her too clingy and annoying and not that attractive, even though she's like a 7.9 out of 10. We're always getting into arguments, and honestly, I don't know whether to break up with her or not. I want to, but when I think about breaking up with her, I miss the sex and stuff. I don't want to feel lonely. I always feel like I can get with other girls when I'm with my girl, but I hate the feeling of dating her or even screwing somebody else, and then I get jealous when she talks to other boys. I know I sound like a dick, but maybe I'm still with her because I don't want to be alone. I'm 20. So what would So what should I do, guys? Should I break up with her, keep her, or have one last root and then boot? Some days I do feel like I love her, but other days, not so much. WTF is wrong with me. Help, please. Sincerely, Charles Love.
Who wants to go first? Because I got a statement for
this. This has to be a video podcast because your reactions are so
funny. I felt like you're about to tackle me.
Yeah, Charles, literally.
That's the one you want to say. First off,
for the listener,
Charles, I thought that Amir wrote the email.
Oh, my, Charles, like, put yourself in the face, Charles. Let me tell you why. Okay.
Charles Love, his last name should not be Love.
No, Bray. I'm not going to defend Charles Love up in here.
I'm not telling you
to
defend him.
His name is cool. First off, she getting under. She's a 7.9. What is that? A 7.9. Shut the hell up, Charles. You got a girlfriend, and you probably ain't that damn attractive, Charles.
Oh, man.
I'm saying it. He said his girlfriend ain't that attractive. He said he ain't that. You know what's happening now, Charles? 2 years later, you're being a dick again, Charles. Yeah. That's what's happening. Jeez, how about you be a man? Figure your shit out.
All right.
And no. Screw Charles. We started off like this. He gave her a 7.2.
9.
7.9. Just say an 8 then. Damn, Charles. 7.9.
All right.
What kind of who does that?
I have to agree with you on that one. What's wrong with you, Charles?
Charles, be a human, okay?
All right, Jira.
No, I'm not. One more thing about Charles, okay? If Charles has a hot top fade, screw yourself again, Charles, okay? I'm going to tell you why.
You're putting a haircut on him.
Because I feel like I know what Charles looks like in any race he might be, okay? In all races, he's still an asshole.
You think he looks
better.
You think he looks like Iman Shumpert?
Yes! Yes! I feel like somewhere right now, Charles has on a gold chain.
Oh.
Sorry, go ahead, Brett.
Okay. Listen, I'm
really happy you're going next
because I got that verbal lashing. First of all, I do have to say, though, you're not crazy, Charles.
Seem like the more sensitive kind. Guy.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not going to defend all of Charles' actions. I do think the way that he's looking at relationships is a little problematic right now.
Sure.
But you're not crazy. Also, you're very young. And it makes sense that you would, like, be thinking about other girls and all that stuff. Even when you're the most happily married people think about that stuff.
Didn't all of his problems disappear when we heard he was 20?
Yeah.
Yes.
It did. It did. Really, oh, like, we were like, you're young.
Everyone just left.
I think it was just because he was 20. Like, because he was like, 3 years ago, I broke up with her, and then
we got back together.
Then we got back together, and now we've been together for 2.5.
I'm back in my old behavior.
So, like, to me, I added up like 5.5 years, and then when he said he was 20, I was like, you're talking about a high school relationship.
So you were like 9 when it started.
Yeah, like, what?
No, we gotta nip this in the bud.
I will
Charles.
Say, here's the thing. I will say to Gerard, well, maybe to Gerard's point, I don't know really what he was trying to say. But like when you're in a relationship for love and like you have to know that there are going to be some days that are not going to feel as good as others, right? That's natural. But that doesn't mean that like the relationship is a mess. That being said, just wanting to stay with someone just because you like having sex with them and you're jealous of them having sex with somebody else is not a good reason to stay in a relationship.
Like, sex is hard to have when you're like 16.
Right.
But post 20, like, I don't need a girlfriend so I can have sex.
Yeah, you're 20.
If anything, like, a girlfriend is a little bit more prohibitive to me having sex. I have way more sex when I'm single than in a 2.5 year relationship.
Especially when you're 20, because that time you can go to the gym and get ripped in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
What is my thing? The only reason I'm saying that about Charles, this is my thing. I feel like men, we've been doing like, not us in this room, because we're all wonderful men. But
obviously.
Like in general, men are beginning like a bad rep for catcalling and dude and being just jerks. Come on, man. We got to step up. Because right now, we don't nip this 20-year-old Charles in the bud and be like, Charles, step up or just be nice. Charles is going to be, you know what he's going to be? He's going to be a 30-year-old.
That's true.
Dick.
It's good that he's coming to us now.
Yeah, so like Charles,
it is true.
What me being angry with you, Charles, is just me being like, I love you, Charles.
It's tough.
Be better,
love.
Charles.
But now, here's my thing, though. What are you saying he should do?
I think he needs to just like decide, sit down, have a conversation. Do you really like her? That's it. And if you don't like her as a human, like if you don't like hanging out with her, if you don't like being around her without having sex.
Well, the hardest breakups are ones that don't like stem out of a specific fight or reason. Like, I oftentimes hear or like remember feeling like, oh, I wish she just did something bad, because that would give me a reason I can point to, be like, you cheated on me. So a lot of times people are just like, oh, I'm just going to be so mean to her until she does something awful. Then I have a reason, or she'll break up with me and I can get out of it. The problem is breaking up is so hard because you will feel lonely afterwards. So like that's the hardest kind of breaking up to do, especially when you're 20, because you don't know what's going to happen between 20 and 30. This is like 20% of his life has been with this girl. So he's like, seriously, holy shit, what am I supposed to do without her? Maybe what if I don't find anybody else? Odds are he will find somebody else.
Yeah, he knows he will. I feel like, really? Like,
you're 20, nothing's actually happened yet.
Yeah, you don't have a career. You're not like, you're going to grow up. You probably haven't even finished like growing as a man.
This is what 40-year-olds would tell us. We're like, no, we're 30. We get it. Yeah. And then this 40 is like, 30, you haven't even done anything.
So you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. It's true.
It's all relative.
What do you got to say?
This is what I want to say to Charles.
This is James III.
Charles, this is James III.
Oh, hey.
And look, man.
The name does carry a lot of gravitas.
His voice gets extra deep.
Yo, the whole time, man, it doesn't sound like you're talking about her and how you feel about her.
Exactly.
And you might not want to be alone, but that doesn't have anything to do with her. The sex also, I'm sorry to say, it doesn't have anything to do with her. Sex feels good. It does. Sometimes it's not the best time, but like sex feels good. It does. So you got to, like Gerard was saying, you got to be a man, and you got to think about how you feel about her. And if you love her and want to be with her, then you need to stick it out. But you don't need to just have one and done or whatever the fuck your last line was.
You said like one last root. It's been 2.5 years. Like it's not like, last, yeah, one like, last good one.
A root and boot is what he called it.
A root and boot.
Charles, you know they were, you knew that was gonna get red. You said root and boot, Charles, root and boot. Who says what is boot?
That's
come on,
up.
Charles. I can't be a friend of yours, Charles. You gonna say root and boot, knowing people gonna hear that.
To be fair, he's probably British.
oh, you say root and boot? Oh, respect.
Respect. Love it.
Because it gives now it a it gives, because sorry, you can say anything with an accent. It's like, oh, that kind of sounds cool.
Yeah, it's charming. That was charming.
I mean, how often do people stay together because it's like, oh, I don't want her to fuck somebody else?
I mean, that's the weirdest thing, man. I try to think about
horrible.
People taking a dump.
Isn't that weird?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's just talk about it real quick, though, because if you, that is like some possessive, like weird, like, disgusting stuff.
I can't connect that part
no,
of my
you
brain
don't,
to like make
yeah.
my, to make me care about.
No, I get that.
Because you don't that, own her.
No,
like she
even,
can have sex with whoever she wants to if
true,
you guys break
it's
up.
It's true, but the thing is so weird, and not defending people who think like that, but it's like, I've had that thought of like, let me tell you why, but it is a very gender biased thing where it's like, I feel like we live in a world where like, women definitely control their sexuality, but men are such assholes in a way where it's like a man and woman can like agree to have sex, but at the end of the day, that dude could be like, I fucked her. And sorry to use crass language, but it's like, it's that thing of like, well, someone's, it's so like harsh
it's
and aggressive.
Conquering.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah. if someone says that to someone about somebody you love or loved, it's like, you month. It's like, right. it instantly brings out like,
because you know what it is to
me.
Be single and just to fuck.
Yeah,
and
it's like
and breaking up
buy.
Is almost like casting somebody into that vile
it's like
world.
You respect like, her more than you know. It's like it already. I all make him defense. Like respect her more than that. Like why are you just you what? Like I don't know. Even if it was like consensual. Yeah. It's like it's just a
right. Especially because you spent the last 2.5 years in a relationship where there's like, wait a minute, I'm going to the parks and going to the museum and meeting her family. You just got drunk with her one night and you get to fuck her.
Yeah,
that's
it's so disrespectful almost. It's
but like that depends if like that's what she wants. Like if somebody's not, like if Charles' girlfriend wants to go out and just get like. Raw fucked like hell yeah then she gets to do that if she's single
yeah I think yeah.
It's and like Charles
true.
Isn't
it's
allowed
true.
To keep on care like I mean he can care but
he can
like
care but he should put he it can't. Out of his mind and that's not a reason to stay in
no,
a relationship
no, I
feel like he's also right. like using that idea as like is that love wondering if that's love
no
like, the
no
thought. But
it's not.
But do you know what I mean that but that's right. what he's wondering he's going I feel bad when I think about her being with someone else.
That's
like, sure,
it's insecurity. It's
right,
love.
Right.
Right. I will say that. I will say that. That will be my last point to Charles. Like, dude, love, you'll know it because you will want to make her happy. You will stop thinking about your happiness. You'll start thinking about hers. And if all you're doing, which it sounds like, honestly, from your question, if all you're doing is thinking about your happiness and how much she's not making you happy, then it's like, dude, then get out of it because that's not what love is about. Love is about making the other person happy.
I always thought love was just maximized like.
No.
Like, the most, at age wrong. 20, the most you like somebody is love. And it's different when you're 30, because right, then the maximum becomes a different amount of maximum.
Right, right, right.
But I'm very analytical, mathematical.
No, I think the same thing. It's like, are you single? Are you
yeah.
single? See, I'm also single. Like, I think of love as like very like.
I like it the most.
Yeah, it's like, to me, it's like, it's very like conscious. It's like. Okay, I'm deciding whether or not I'm going to let this relationship go into like a point to even become love. It's like, okay, I like this person. Let's stick this out and get to the point of love. You know, it's very like calculated, like, this is like a good risk. Let's do it.
Right, and some people start out with love and get lower. I think I start out with like and get higher.
Okay. Yeah. I start out with love and I get lower. So sometimes I just need to like know when to adjust like,
the levels.
Yeah. So like
you need
I
a level later.
Always fall in love at the drop of a hat. So most of the time I'm like looking not for love at all.
Oh. Right.
Every couple of years I'm like, time for love.
Oh, okay.
And then like basically whoever's nearby just gets
I guess all the
right,
love.
You want
Cupid's
to love.
Arrow.
Yeah. I remember you fucked a cactus once.
Yeah, I love that cactus.
Yeah, I guess it was the first thing I saw. did we advise this gentleman?
I think so.
Charles, man, we love you, man. Just step up, Charles.
It's true.
That's
it really
just
is step
up, man.
That's
it.
Yeah.
I feel like at age 20, 3.5 years of being in the relationship, you gave it a go. Mm-hmm. Why don't you see what else is out there?
Go out there, run amok.
Yeah.
Also, young James was.
And like, but also,
don't do that to me.
But also, don't be a dick and don't be like,
the reason I'm leaving you is because I want to have sex with other people. Like, I don't know. Right.
I want to have a more robust experience.
Yeah, but like, I want to experience new things, you know, learn.
It's so hard to say that. It's hard to say that with that. That's what I was saying. It's hard to break up with someone without a specific reason. True.
I remember when I was like 23, we were like both being so cryptic. And finally I was just like, I want to sleep. She's like, do you want to sleep with other people? And I was like, yes. And she's like, get the fuck out.
I was a ghoster when I was younger. I guess they call it ghosting. Oh. I'm not proud of it. And I maybe still do it now and then.
I hate it.
Yeah. I'm trying my best to stop. A lot of people ghost now. Yeah. It was easier to ghost.
I think it was easier to ghost before when you could be like, oh, that text didn't come through. Because now, like, your text comes through on like four different devices.
And now, like, you have social media. So, like, I may stop texting. But if I do like a post for like a show or, for instance, one time I posted, this is my fault, I posted our podcast. It was like, oh, check out a new episode. And I did not respond to text messages in like 3 or 4 days.
So she's
you can post about a podcast, but you can't respond. I was like, that's very valid. I am sorry.
That's also your fault for not hiding her on your Facebook feed.
Yeah, it was my fault again.
My issue with ghosting is, one, it's easier for the ghoster. It's easier for you not to do anything than to actually deal with a confrontation. But two, what is she hoping to get out of calling you out? Like, whenever I'm ghosted, I'm never just like, hey, you ignored me. And then it's like, okay, I'm putting her in a position where she has to respond to me.
To be honest, I don't like you anymore.
Yeah, all right, that's all I wanted
to hear. That's what I wanted.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. I guess you wanted to come. I've been ghosted recently, you know, and it happens. I'm like, you know what?
I don't like
it. Sometimes it feels good, though. Like I've been ghosted too, and I'm like, good for you.
Yeah, I'm like, good for you.
Okay, it depends on how long the communication has happened for, I guess. But I also...
My dad ghosted me, actually.
Oh, no.
That's messed up. 41 years.
But I think it's so... Like, people are so afraid of confrontation, but it's like... Well, I don't know. I guess it's because some of the people, when they respond so badly to like hearing,
it's totally just being afraid of. Like, I don't want to have to stare someone in the eye or text them and say, "Listen, I don't want to hang out with you anymore."
But
that's a difficult thing to
do. Choosing like people that you would feel comfortable, like that could handle that news.
Everybody can't handle it. Nobody's
not all the time. Some people freak out. Some people
freaking out is fine. Like they're not going to jump off a building because you said, "Hey, I can't be with you right now."
Someone might stab you with a fork or something.
Yeah.
Well, that person was going to stab you. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They were kind of just looking for an excuse to do it the entire time.
If you ghost them, they'll probably do much worse than you. Than being honest.
Oh my god!
Because in reality, it's the more polite thing to do. Even if at the time they feel like anger. Eventually, they'll be like, well, I'm glad I know. It's better to know now than to write a question to a podcast and be like, yeah, there's this girl.
There's a middle ground, and it's called the fading away.
That's ghosting.
Fading away.
Ghosts?
Yeah. I fade. Like, they don't, nobody's like spooked. Like, what was that?
Like, no one's like, I know what you're saying. That's dropping subtle hints.
He's gone. A ship disappearing on the horizon.
Totally.
That's ghosting. It's a slow ghosting.
It's a slow ghost.
It's pulling off the band-aid in the shower. That's what it is.
Well, you got to start it off.
It's a slow ghost.
I don't text messages. Like, I don't respond to text messages for like an hour or two.
Yeah.
Just naturally. So that way it's like...
Even if you get it right away.
Even if I get it, I'm like, definitely. I definitely respond a little later.
You don't want
later.
The person to know that you can respond right away.
You got
to
set a standard of like, hey, I might respond... I'm sorry.
No, it's 100% true.
I'm sorry.
No, this isn't even just for girls. This is everybody.
Yeah.
Universal.
People should not have access to you 24/7.
That's right. Good. Yeah, you have to tighten the faucet.
Yeah, you really
It's got to be a drip. It can't just be like the floodgates are open. Now we're having full on like back and forth conversation. Mm-hmm. But it does speed up very, very quickly. Like you wait an hour, she waits 48 minutes, then you're like, all right, I'll wait 47. And then that number gets lower and lower, and suddenly you're having a chat.
It's like instantaneous.
I like
to be confusing.
I like to zig when others zag.
Unprofessional.
I went on a Tinder date with this girl.
Yes, dude.
And oh, we can talk about Tinder all day. but I went on a Tinder date with this girl, and I thought we had a good time. And she said we had a good time. And she was like, yeah, like, let's go out again. Like, she said that. It was great. I was texting her, trying to figure out a time. Every time it was kind of busy. And then I realized, oh, she's like slowly ghosting me.
Yeah.
And then I just texted her, and I was like, hey, if you don't want to go out, just tell me and I'll stop asking you. And she was like, oh, yeah, sorry. I guess I don't.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you understand how easy this was to just text me that? Like, I don't know you. Calm down. Just text me. You don't care. Like, I thought you cared. That's why I was trying.
What if it's the 10th date and you don't want to go on an 11th? Then
that's
it comes a little harder.
I mean, yeah, maybe, maybe just because it's like, do I do it in text? Do I do it in person?
Yeah.
But like, I still think telling somebody straight up is just a better way, because then it's like
Definitely. They
know. And then like, if they start acting crazy, then that's their fault. But if you start ignoring somebody, how do they know? It's like, how do they know if you're busy or not?
You know what I mean? I don't want like 5, 7, 10, however many girls it will end up being before I kill myself, out there mad at me. I want at my funeral, when the girls come together, they do, I think they should all come to my funeral.
Person. Oh, they all should come.
I don't want them all to be mad.
If I died in an accident, there'd be like 8 different people being like, we were so close. And they would be like, how did you know? Like, we're dating. Right.
I'm just saying it's hard to have that conversation, but I think it makes you look like the better person later on. Maybe that's another layer of selfishness where I'm like, I want to be such a good person that I'll be honest to them that I'm not even worried about them. I'm just worried about their perception.
I mean,
me.
But you still did the thing that was good, more polite. And
everybody
good.
Prefers honesty. True? Or would you rather be ghosted?
I want you to lie to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Lie to me.
Dude, if I ask somebody out twice, I think it's 2 dodge texts and a non-response. That's it.
Yeah, let me give my example of the recent time when I got ghosted and I was like, oh, I respect what you just did here.
Okay.
We went out on a date and it was one of my coworker's friends. So I was like, I was trying my best not to be a douche because it was a coworker's friend. So I'm like, all right, this has got to end cordially or something.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
We went to I let her pick. Went to a restaurant. We were there for like 2.5 hours.
Meatball
shop?
Dinner.
We went to dinner, which is like an adult
thing. I don't think I've ever been on a dinner date in my entire life. Listen,
this is the first time I've been on one as an adult where we had to like eat food and like talk for a long amount of time. Mm-hmm. It was fine. Leave. Then we start texting in the week and I'm like, okay. The date was very weird because like she was talking about herself a lot, which I guess you are supposed to let happen.
Yeah,
and I'm like, this is supposed to let happen. I mean, like, no, I was trying to like, I'm like, hopefully, like after you talk about yourself, I'm gonna get one of those like, hey, what do you do?
Right,
that happened like twice. Anyway, so like we keep going in this conversation, and I'm like, we texting, and I'm like, all right, my coworker, I'm gonna see her on Monday, so I'm gonna set up a date too. Okay, so at least like whatever happens, at least I was like, hey, you heard from me, date two. We plan this date. And then, or like a day, and I just stopped hearing from her. So it's one of those things where, like, oh, did the text not go through?
After the date was planned?
Hear me out. So this is like, we said, oh, maybe Saturday. She was busy. I was kind of busy. It's like, all right, I'm going to follow up later.
Got it.
So, like, followed up later, didn't hear anything back. So I'm like, okay, either you're busy or this is the ghost moment. This is the moment. And I'm like, I'm going to let this ride for a little bit. I'm going to let it ride for a couple hours. See what happens. Okay. She didn't say anything. So I'm like, all right. I saw my coworker. I'm like, you know, let me just say. So I was like, yeah, we can do something else if you want. Still didn't get a response. I'm like, the ghost, it happened. Yeah, wow. So now I'm free.
Yeah.
But also, I was like, I respect you for like, you know what? Before this day two happened, we got to spend money. I'm going to just stop.
But wouldn't you respect more like, hey,
yeah,
I actually
what are you
wasn't
talking
really
talking
it.
No,
because my
name's how
no,
do you respect?
I'm fine
how
with that.
You didn't
I'm
have
fine.
To. She did the easy
I understand.
Thing.
Whoa, time out, time out.
It's okay. It's okay that you're fine with it, but that's not a thing to be respected for.
I love it.
I'm okay with it. Why not?
I don't want to be jumped.
That's okay, but it's like, it's not a respect. Like, she didn't do something that was hard. She did the easiest thing to do, which is not respond.
No, it's hard. That's like sign language.
It's tough because it's tough, right? Because she did save you another dinner, right?
She
like
saved
she did
me.
Save
she
you another dinner, but like
we're not worried about the result.
But
we're
she could also
she
save
it.
You another dinner by just saying like, "Hey, I'm not feeling
Look,
it."
Look, man, she could have, but the thing is, she did.
Oh, she saved
what
your
precious
prize.
She did whatever she had to do, and I was like, "Look, game peeps game. You did the ghost, and the thing is." As a fellow ghoster, I could see when the ghost alley-oop was happening. Like,
here.
Oh, this is the moment.
Next
let
question.
Let me finalize
I'm
it.
With this. I'm
ghost
so
happened.
Mad. I'm so mad.
James, come on, James.
This is agree to disagree, because like you and I could date and stop talking to each other really easily.
Easily. We could date and be done. Like,
first
of
all, look, when people ghost, I get it. I understand it. But it's just like, I'm just like, it would happen so much quicker. And you would save me like 3 or 4 texts.
I like being on my phone.
I blame on the ghostie. Right. I blame that on the ghostie. The ghostie should know they've been ghosting.
No,
and stop responding.
You don't know because some people are actually busy.
Wait. James hasn't said a lot. I just want him to have the final word, the closing argument.
I mean, I'm just gonna say this about ghosting.
And another thing.
We have human beings have worked for just too many years to develop what has become our current day language. Okay.
Yeah.
And we are failing ourselves by choosing to not communicate
Preach.
To each other. So really, you know, you would save yourself a lot of time and a lot of heartache and a lot of pain if you just tell people how you feel.
Amen.
Ghosts don't have pain.
No. James has the last word. James has the last word.
Isn't that the last word now, though?
James,
thank you.
Ghosting is the absence of pain.
Next question.
So maybe there is no absolute truth. Maybe some people prefer ghosting, some people don't.
Yeah. All right, next question.
We're actually roughly over halfway done, so we'll take one break.
Insane.
We'll take a break. We got really deep, and we took a pivot, and I feel like we answered 5 questions, but only one was asked. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized mm-hmm. to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Hey, we're back. During the break, we started yelling at each other again. I said, this is a perfect opportunity to bring somebody else in the fold. Right now, it's 5 27 to 32-year-olds talking about what we know, which is about being dudes in our late 20s.
Right.
But there is a 20-year-old female in the room. Why don't we just ask her some questions about it's ghosting? True. Carly, HeadGum Brooklyn intern East, has how many unread texts? How many unread conversations in your phone right now?
130 exactly.
130.
130.
Goodness.
This isn't her. This isn't her email. This is
no.
Text
these are texts.
These are text messages.
Are these texts that you didn't even open? So like you'll see the beginning of a sentence dot 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 and be like, I don't even want to finish that.
Right. Like because of the whole preview thing, like I'll preview the text and I'm like, I can't deal with this right now. And
And then you just never deal with it.
Right, and then I just let it sit there decay.
Of the 130, how many of them are from boys?
It's not like, okay, I'm not
it's not
like
a romantic
some
thing,
like
necessarily.
Connoisseur of men. Like, it's not like every text I'm receiving is like
right.
a but male
you said a
suitor.
Lot of, before the mic was on, you did say a lot of them are dudes.
Many of them are dudes. I mean,
130 isn't like, I don't even know if I've ever gotten a text from 130 different people in my life.
No.
I'm looking through.
Isn't it?
Can I ask you this? Do you mind
reading
one? Like later one? I want to know like a later one that you haven't read.
Okay, because I'm trying to see the last text.
I'm not looking. I'm trying my best not to
try
look
to
in the phone.
Not the last.
There was one from like my roommate. Like, it's like stuff like that. Like she said, gonna be home later. Like I wasn't gonna open it and be like, great. Like,
why don't you just open it and you could just open it and not respond.
You said you liked looking at the red dots and saying, go Carly.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Talk about that.
Yeah. Okay, I want the more juicy ones.
Doesn't make you like it? It makes you feel powerful to have unread text to unresponse.
Wasn't it I was saying before we started this, like, it's the same sort of vibe as like girls on Tinder. Like girls on Tinder are like, I hold the power because like most guys
look
swipe right
many.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Which is why like Bumble and all the other stuff is like popular now, because like the girls have to be proactive about it. It's the same mentality. It's just not an app. It's like on my phone.
Can we talk about this? Go.
Benefit of the doubt real quick. Do you see some of them? Like, do you get like the notification and you can like kind of see part of the text?
It's usually I can read the whole text. Like, I got one on Thursday. My friend's phone's about to die. If you go out, text my friend. And it was his friend's number. I didn't.
Oh, that's
text.
So desperate. I sent that text before.
You gotta
so
open it.
Okay. But you sent that dude your number, right?
It's someone I know.
Oh, okay.
All right, let me ask you this question. All right, so I know some women sometimes were like, they won't save a guy's number in the phone. So like, even if a dude is like texting or something like that. So it's like they're texting.
You don't do that? I do that.
I mean, look, man, my phone situation is a whole different breed, okay? All right.
But you do that, right?
I mean, I don't like people, period. So I don't say nobody number until I have to. So okay. I just saved James' number a year ago. That's when we started living together.
You have four contacts. I'm just saying, organizational thing.
Yeah, Ray, you went down there, you're going to ask it.
All right.
How long has his number been in your phone?
Hey, man, this isn't about me right now, okay?
Okay, fine. This is a question to Carly.
Carly.
Okay.
What's the oldest text message you haven't read?
Open. Well, you should have told me this before, and now I got to scroll.
Oh my God!
Yo,
how many? I don't understand your phone right now. But this
like
is the same thing.
Summer,
people like
someone said, "Hey, I'm here." I'm assuming it was a party or something.
Don't you want to at least mark it as red to get rid of the dots? Like, doesn't the dot bother you?
No, it likes.
Me.
She likes
like
it.
The dot.
She
you
likes.
Live off the
it's
dot.
Like
yeah,
the same.
Beat off the
you
dot.
Get off on the dot.
No, you do. No, here's the thing. Because people get off on unread emails. People get off on unread. I mean, on notifications. I've seen people like. They have like 100, 500 notifications. I'm like, why don't you just click that button? They're like, why can't I be bothered? What do you mean you can't be bothered? It's a one click and then all of them disappear.
Okay.
You don't want to do it because you like looking at that number because it makes you think more people like you than they actually do.
Oh my God.
That's right.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Nope. I have a rebuttal. I'm a competent young woman. No, my generation is what the whole like we're based on like instant gratification, like likes on Facebook, likes on Instagram, like
right.
we instantly know.
Right.
This is contradictory, I think, because most of my friends hate that I don't open the messages.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's annoying. They call me out on it. I mean,
right, because it's rude.
Right, it is in certain contexts. To be fair, literally, I scrolled past one that was like from AT&T that was like, "Oops, you forgot to pay your bill last week." So like, it's like, okay, I didn't open that, but I should delete it, but I just haven't gotten around to it. But emails I totally open.
What about ghosting? Are any of those 130 you not responding to a boy
ghosting?
Inquiring about you?
I don't do the ghost. I do if we're
you know, pivoting a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it'll be the fade away. It'll be like a...
Oh, maybe next
or
explain the fade away.
Slow
explain
fade.
The fade away. Explain
the fade away.
Away
is ghosting.
No, or,
I love how you guys. I love how you guys have turned.
No, ghost, the fade away. The fade away is different.
Long enough, then it's not ghosting.
Yeah,
no,
ghosts are ghosting. Literally transparent. They
no,
fade away.
No, the
yeah.
fade away is different.
Famous for
set fading up the fade away.
No, okay.
Set up the fade away.
No, a ghosting is different than just straight ignoring. Like
that's the stiff.
No,
arm.
The fade away. You can even be like, because a lot of my like interactions with human males are like with. Through people I know. So it's yeah. like a group thing. It's like we keep hanging out and we pivot back to being friends. Right, and it's right, like, right. I don't do the extra stuff of like us texting or us Snapchatting
got
together.
It. Okay,
like, we're just friends
I
again.
Respect that because that's changing.
See,
that's
I don't ignore them. It's
that's,
just
that's
I
different.
Stop giving you like any
that's
kind
different.
Of good vibes.
Wait,
that's
no,
different.
No, you no, that's worse. Okay.
Do you understand?
Wait, no, because basically worse. What you're doing is you're friend zoning them, okay? That's me basically. No, that's not okay. Because I'm
that?
Not
wait,
your friend.
Why is that
how
not
is that
okay,
worse? Because we're not friends. That's not friends. Let me tell you why.
She said they were friends.
No. You weren't friends. You know what it was? You know what it was?
You messed up.
No. What it was is he likes you and was like, oh, I got to get to know her. Let me see who she is. And then he tries to make the move. And she's like, you know what? I don't like this. I'm going to put you back in the friend zone box. He wasn't friends. I bet if you opened him, right? If you were like, hey, do you want to go on a date?
But here's
here's the thing, though. If he doesn't want to be if he doesn't want to be friends with her, that's his prerogative and he could stop being friends with her.
Also, the last
that
time
she's not
happened.
Friend zoning him. She's like, we were friends. And if you had an ulterior motive while we were friends, that's on you. That's not
what
Carly
said.
That's not what Carly said.
No, I reworked the relationship. Because if I went that to that place in the first place, I must enjoy you as like a human. I enjoy
right.
being around you. But then no.
Do you say? Do you ever say? Because this goes back to what my point was before. Do you ever say we are better as friends? Do you
no,
ever say
not
that?
Straight up like that. But the last okay. To be fair to me, because I feel like I'm in a lot of heat right now.
Why is it?
It is
he
like,
was yelling at you before.
There are like. Five dudes
no,
and they were all
I know,
just
this
like,
is wrong.
Yelling at
you represent a lot of women to us tonight.
Wait, can I just say though, when I was yelling before about the gratification of not unchecked Facebook notifications.
It wasn't to you,
it wasn't to just, and it wasn't to females, it was to everybody. There are guys who do it too. Okay, I just want
to
put that out.
You represent something
right.
greater.
So
than
to
your
the female
generation
listeners,
more so.
I'm here feeling it out for you. Ah. You're welcome. No, but it's the last time this happened, this same situation, but I was the person being told like, hey, like this was weird. Let's be friends again.
Okay.
And I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
Like just be upfront.
And it's
it was
nice
a conversation.
That he was upfront, right?
Right. It was a conversation and like, we're friends again. Not
Thank
a big
you.
Deal.
So many,
literally
like,
not at
social
all.
Social cues and like the way people give them and receive them are so different, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I don't necessarily want to be told like, hey, we're better off as friends. Sometimes like but, I want to be trusted that I'll understand that.
And you, that's because you do that to other people, and you're like,
yeah,
is,
that's
it's
that's
like treat
course,
people
then.
How you want to be treated yourself. You yeah. it's the but in the opposite, you want to be treated how you treat other people.
Yeah,
that way you don't feel
no
as guilty.
I think that's right,
though.
But it also sounds a little loaded.
Yeah,
well, it is loaded.
Like,
he just
it
said
is.
It. You're doing it because you don't want to feel guilty.
But it's like, I feel like everyone, and you know what, I'm going to speak for myself, okay?
Go ahead.
Oh, this is my thing.
I didn't
so far, that. So far, you've been speaking for mankind.
I mean,
now,
listen,
this
I was trying to speak
you.
For
Well,
men
he's speaking
everywhere.
With me for me, too.
The thing is like, I feel like everyone's been in a situation where it's like, you know, again, because we live in a world now where like a lot of dudes mess up for a lot of other dudes. So it's like, to prove that you're not like a dick, you got to like, be nice, cordial, as you should be anyway, which sometimes can be misconstrued as like, I just want to be like your friend. So that guy has probably always made his intentions of social cues of like, I like you. I'm trying, which it now is becoming a mix of like, oh, the signals are mixed.
Okay.
So maybe the guy does the thing of like, hey, I want to take you out on a date. Now this is official. I like you.
Right.
Then the whole friend zone thing happens and it's like, we weren't friends. Like I was always trying to pursue you. You just didn't see the cues because you weren't attracted to me. And now I'm the mean one because I'm like,
no.
Can but you then,
just say something? Go ahead.
Well, but then, are you saying that that moment before the date, y'all weren't friends? Like, because that's like
not really.
But Gerard, but here's the thing,
really.
Gerard, you can pursue somebody. First of all, it's different. It's different for her age than our age.
True. Very true.
But like, once you get out of school, like, you can't try to be friend like. The trying to be friends with somebody just so that you can have sex with them or date them
see, the friend
is like
word is
it's
the problem.
Messed up.
Y'all, see, the thing is, I think the word friend needs to be like, I feel like people use the word friend in a very grand scale. A lot of people ain't my friend. I say hi to you,
We have conversations, but we're not friends.
Do you have any female friends?
I have plenty. And the thing is, the way I define, like, especially when it comes to gender, and I feel like it has to be aligned. When it comes to my female friends, I do not at any point under any circumstances would want to have sex with my female friends because they are legit a friend. I feel like if there's a point in your friendship that you're like...
it's not that you don't want to, but you make the distinct line
No. I feel like a friend is someone you don't see as like... I don't have sex with my friends. Like, I'm like, yes, you may be attracted, but like, we're just not... that's not a thing. Like, basically, my thing is if there's a day where like your friend
but
comes
women
to you,
are doing the same thing.
Hear me out. Hear me out, though. I hear you.
I'm listening.
What I'm saying is just because, all right, a guy is nice doesn't mean he's trying to be your friend. He's probably trying.
But here's my thing. It's just that if he wants to be more than a friend, then he needs to say it. And if he hasn't said it, and then when he finally does and the person's like, no, I think we should just be friends because that's what we were. And he can't be like, you know what? No, because the last 3 months, I wasn't really trying to be your friend.
That's what I'm saying. The thing is, I feel like that word friend is what's throwing things off. It's like, because I keep saying that you weren't friends. You're like, oh, for the last 3 months, you were friends. And no, I think, again, that's the signals.
What do you think?
Okay. It's the romantic comedy problem, right?
It is. It's because like signals are getting crossed.
In romantic comedies, right?
Please.
Well, did you have something, Carl?
No, I didn't.
Well, because, like, you know, in romantic comedies, right, there's the dude, the guy, he's like, oh, he's like, I'm a nice guy, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, and then.
He never says it, right? He never says, I like you.
You get rid, like, the friend zone's a great place to be. I fuck my friends all the time. Like, that's the way you get in. Like, I think it's wrong to despair in the friend zone. Like, oh, she fucking friend zoned me. That means she likes you. That means, like, you can get to know somebody.
I agree, you care about your friends, and then you can elevate it. Yeah, like, I agree with Jake.
There's a friend zone work.
The problem is that the friend, there's a lot of expectations. We're like, I want to fuck before
the friend zone definitely
make a relationship. Like,
well, that's
zone,
actually a real thing. Like, there are studies on that like younger people, especially like economically and stuff, like do all of the really serious relationship stuff, like going to sex first and all that stuff, just to figure out if you're compatible on that before like getting super invested and then realizing like we don't function on X, Y, and Z levels. Like, people do that stuff first. Like, that's a real thing that's happening in the world right now.
We're not answering any other questions.
Yeah, we have to answer one more question.
All right, we can do one more question. But do you want to stay on the microphone, Carly? I feel like the more opinions
we need
possible.
The lady now.
Yeah,
like we need.
We're all sharing. What is it? Four mics.
It's humble.
Carly, do you have a female name? Ooh. A fake female name for us?
Chartreuse.
Wow.
Chartreuse.
That's a beautiful name.
We got to put Nick on a mic.
It's a party now.
Nick's going to host his own podcast after this.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've been hanging out with the guy recently, but every time it's late and it's... Hello.
Oh my God, I already know where this is going.
So I've been hanging out with a guy recently, but every time it's late and it's time to go to bed, he refuses to sleep over. I've asked him why, and he won't say. He just says it's because it just doesn't want anything to happen. But we've already hooked up. He keeps asking to hang out, but with no sleepovers in sight. Am I being inconsiderate asking for sleepovers, or is this normal? Signed, Chartreuse.
Can I just answer this? This is very clear cut to me.
Okay.
He just wants to sleep with you. And he doesn't want anything more than that. And for him, that's the borders that he's putting up. He's making sure, I'm not going to sleep over because of that. Because then when you sleep over, then there's a morning thing. And then you might have to do something together in the morning because you're together. And you know that the person doesn't have to do anything. So, like, he's just setting up very clear borders for himself. So, like, if you want something more to happen and you know that he doesn't, then stop doing it.
Do you sleep
if you don't over? Care, then whatever.
Do you guys like sleepovers or no sleepovers?
I'm okay with sleepovers. I'm just saying I'm just saying what he probably.
Yeah.
What if he has like a personal problem? What if he just like has? What if he's really gassy?
Or say he rolls around and snores.
Yeah, he could be a snorer. He could be
You don't want to say that. Like,
wait, first of all, if you're gassy, you can be you'll be gassy anywhere. Why is sleeping have anything to do with
it? Carl, what do you think? I need to hit it because I got an idea.
What did you think about what I just said? What Jonathan Braylock just said.
Okay. I think the Braylock opinion. If Carly Oscar was Chartreuse, I would say, yeah, he's probably not down to take this super, like, you know what I mean? Like, be serious about this. Yep. But I don't know what her situation or what their situation is.
Yeah, what she wants.
Surface level email.
That's exactly it. Sorry, go ahead. You go.
You don't know what she wants, right?
Yes.
Right. What does she want from
that's
it
what I'm
that's
saying.
Different from what he wants?
It depends.
She doesn't say, she didn't object besides the fact of the sleeping over.
All she did
over.
Was ask, like, right. Do you want to sleep over?
She wants to sleep over.
But she never said that. She was never like, I would really like it if it would make me feel better.
She's saying that to us.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's my thing is like, if she really wants him to sleep over, but doesn't necessarily want a relationship, I shouldn't even say necessarily because this is the thing that we should talk about. I don't know if we have time, but like sometimes women will say, maybe men do this too. I'm sure they do. But I've experienced women will say, I don't want a relationship, but they don't mean that. They just say it because they know that's what a guy wants to hear. But the fact of the matter
Jonathan
is,
Braylock
say
talking.
What you say. Say what you want.
That's Jonathan. For people
whoa,
whoa,
whoa.
That's Jonathan Braylock.
I'm talking about personal experience. I've experienced it multiple times and I've heard my friends tell me the same thing.
Yeah, Dry Milligan wasn't a friend that told him that, for the record. Maybe that was James III. Right.
No, look, I agree with what JB
exactly,
just said, 110%.
Exactly.
But this is what I think needs to happen. It's our truth. It's our truth. This is what you need to do, okay?
It's our
truth.
I'm sorry.
Okay? You gotta find out, you know what I mean? You gotta find out what his aversion to sleeping over is. And you gotta tell him why you want him to sleep over. Like, if you just like to cuddle, but it's not love for you, if that's what it is, okay, cool. If you want him to cuddle and you want it to be love, that's also cool, but you gotta tell him. If he's a sleep farter, you know what I mean? You got to ask him. You got to ask him why he doesn't want to sleep over. You got to see what that's about. Y'all got to talk it out.
Yeah.
Yo, Shark, can I tell Shark, because I know what's happening right now, okay? I can tell her what's happening. I know what's happening. One of two things. It's basically what we've been talking about.
Okay.
Shark's being friend zoned.
She just said they're
hooking up. No, hear me out. This is a reverse friend zone. It's a reverse.
Because friend zone.
She said we already hooked up or we're already hooking up. She said hooked up in the past.
Yeah.
So what that means is, hear me out.
Well,
basically what it is like, it's probably one of them things where like, God knows, I mean, who knows what the situation was when they did hook up. It may have only happened once.
But what if she still is hooking up?
She didn't say hooking up. She said we already.
Why is semantics?
Yeah. No,
it matters.
Like
it matters because anybody I hook up, I'm hooking up with. I'm like, yeah, man, we're hooking up. Whatever.
Why
we're
reverse friend zoned?
Because they're still hanging out, doing all the friendly things. And at the end of the night, she's like, hey, do you want to come up? And he's like, no, I'm good. Basically, what he's saying is I like hanging out with you. I respect you as a person, but I don't want to take it past this into a sexual.
This happened to a friend of mine who was dating a coworker. And they hooked up like once, but then hung out a lot after that. And like it never went beyond that. And she didn't understand why. She was like, why is this happening? And it was literally exactly what Gerard's saying. Like he just wanted it to go back to the way it was.
This is a clear cut
before.
To me, baby.
Okay, but in that case, honesty is the best policy in that case, then.
Gerard, please get away from the mic. Can you let the lady speak?
No.
Can you say that one more time?
Honesty is the best policy, and I'm not a vigilant person. I will miss it if you
rolled your eyes at honesty is the best.
No, it's trite.
This guy's pro-ghost.
I get it. It's a dumb thing to say, but it's true because at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to notice the little microcosms that are going on in this relationship for me to be like, oh, this is exactly what's happening. So if you just ask, or if you just tell someone, like, you know, like if you hook up with someone and you say, like, hey, like, do you want this to happen again? Like, let me know. Cause like, I want to be sure that like, if I say bye or not, like, ask.
I'll tell you right now, the first thing that really made me start liking the girlfriend that I have right now, the first girlfriend I ever had, and there's a reason for that too. Like, I was very, very, very picky. It's because she was very straight up honest with me from day one. Like, very, very honest. And I was like, oh, here is a person that I could probably do life with because they're going to be honest. And here's the thing. Everybody, there's so many different codes and so many different, like Amir was saying, there's so many different, like, you know, standards of what people think are like socially acceptable and socially unacceptable. But the reality is not all of them line up with each other. And what does line up at the end of the day is people know if you tell the truth, you tell the truth. Like if you just say exactly what is on your mind and stop trying to play these little dumb games.
That's it. Just like a man has never been threatened
by a woman before. I've been threatened after telling the truth. You're and you so know, no, dumb. That is not even a joke. That is legit not a joke.
But you've been...
Okay. I've literally...
It's also about being compatible, right? Because, yeah. I don't necessarily want 100% honesty. I respect that you do.
Yeah, exactly. That's fine
and,
for
but,
you.
Like, I have, tapped into myself, and I'm like, oh, I like a gray area. I like that we can lie.
Yes.
And I could know your lie and be like, you know what? Awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Well, that's fine. Well, here's my thing. If you want gray area and like gray area, then you can't complain when something happens and you didn't expect it to happen.
You cannot complain.
You can't do that either way, though. You can't do that either way.
You can't complain.
You can't do it either way.
Let's take it back.
You're over here trying to give speeches and soliloquies. You can't complain.
Take it back to Amir's funeral, okay?
I'm done.
Because, no, really.
I died 8 minutes ago.
Because at Jamiroquai's funeral, he wants people to be there because they love him, right? And the people will be there. People will love you if you are straight up with them. Even though, and we hear people saying that, you know what? I think I like it if people lie to me. I think I like it. And Gerard has even said. Gerard has even said that he respects that, right?
Look, man, I just want to feel loved. So if you got to lie to me,
you know what
feel
it is.
Loved,
but I'm saying it's
lie
not,
to me.
It's not even honesty versus not honesty. It's just do you, and you'll attract other people that do that. And if games respect games, and then honesty
yes.
respect honesty.
Right. Yes.
So attract your messy life, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear you complaining about it.
You're judging.
Because you complain
you're
about
judging.
It, son.
Because I try to be honest to the world, and when I do, the shit don't go well, okay?
You are ridiculous.
It doesn't. It literally doesn't. I'm like, hey, listen, I don't think this should work. Why not? And I'm like, oh.
You don't need to answer that. Because what? That's on them now.
No, because now, because the thing is, at the end of the day, as a man, like, if I don't say anything, now I'm the dude. Like, don't mess with
no,
Gerard
because
he didn't do...
No, you are not.
I've seen it happen.
You were complete.
I'm done.
Okay.
I've seen it happen.
We have to stop talking.
What's happened to?
Guys.
I'm in these streets.
But they're messed up.
This is great, though, because your podcast comes out, the day... On what day of the week is your
Friday?
Friday. So this is coming out on a Monday. Like we might, this conversation is going to happen. Me and Amir are coming on Black Man Can't Jump.
Yeah. Before we go, why don't you, one of you, explain what your podcast is, just so our listeners can have an idea about what to expect from your show versus ours.
All right. So this is John the Braylock.
A lot of yelling.
Our podcast, once again, is Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood. We review the films of leading black actors, and then we break them down in the context of race, and we talk about why there are so few leading people of color in movies. And we're talking about major pictures.
All studio pictures, no indie films.
So, yeah, we just talk about the film, we talk about the race, we talk about the actor, whatever. We've had great guests on the show. Keegan-Michael Key's been on.
Phoebe Robinson.
Phoebe Robinson, Natasha Rothwell, Turo Castro, Cypher Sounds. So, yeah, that's what we do. And check it out.
Sweet. Awesome. James, John, Gerard, Carly.
Yes.
Carly, you're awesome.
Thank you.
Don't let Gerard corrupt your mind.
First of all, who was on your side when we started this?
Was it just because you were sitting closest to me, though?
Ultimately,
she said, I will just repeat.
We should end the show.
We're going to fade it out into
the last
song.
Thought.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank
guys,
you.
Keep talking.
No more.
Keep it honest.
Yes, thank you. Thanks.
No, hold on, wait. Am I still going? Nick, is it still on? Do they still hear me?